This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is former Florida State House Majority Leader Adam Hasner. He's now a Republican candidate for the nomination for U.S. Senate to take on Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson in the 2012 campaign. And Mr. Hasner, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Why did you decide to run against Senator Nelson?
Well, I believe that we've reached a line in the sand moment in our country, and I believe we have the ability to turn America around, but we're not going to be able to do that until we take back control of the United States Senate and make Barack Obama one-term president. And so I've been traveling the state of Florida every day talking about my vision for turning America around, for creating jobs, for eliminating so much of the burdensome regulations, for more energy security. And I believe that Bill Nelson has been the biggest cheerleader for the Obama administration agenda, which is stifling economic growth and piling on more and more debt for future generations. And so this is truly about two different visions for the future of our country, and I believe that now's the time to fight.
What are some of the most egregious votes that you believe Senator Nelson has taken in terms of the issues you just spoke about?
Well, Senator Nelson has supported the stimulus, supported Obamacare, cap and trade and card check. These are all the policies that are increasing the size and cost of government, that are leading to more government dependency, continuing to expand the role of government in people's lives. We need to be the party right now that is clearly defines that we have a different vision, cutting spending in the short term, reforming our entitlement system in the long term. I'm a big supporter of the balanced budget amendment. I was the first candidate in the country to sign the cut, cap, and balance pledge, and I believe that we need to be able to also grow our economy through tax reform, regulatory reform, and so this is going to be a very clear distinction between two different directions for the future of our country.
What, from your time in your term-limited time in the state house, do you believe gives evidence to voters that you will, in fact, do what you say you'll do?
Well, I'm a proven conservative. I stood alongside Jeb Bush as we fought for a conservative revolution here in the state of Florida. We cut taxes. We reformed education. We passed lawsuit reform. We got our economy going again here in Florida and created tremendous job growth in Florida. And I've also served as the majority leader. When Marco Rubio was the Speaker of the Florida House, he selected me to be the Republican leader. And we were fighting back then not just against the Democrats to advance a conservative agenda, but we were also at that time fighting against our own Republican governor, Charlie Crist, who was saying back then that the best way to beat the Democrats was to be more like them. And I believe, just like I did then, I was saying Republicans don't need to be less partisan. Republicans need to be more principled, and I believe we need that more than ever now. And so I've proven that I'll stand up to the Democrats and, more importantly, to the Republicans that act like them. And I think that's what we need in Washington, is proven conservatives who are going to challenge the status quo in order to restore our country's economic prosperity.
Before, of course, you get the chance to take on Senator Nelson, you have to win the Republican nomination. I believe there's at least two others vying for that right now, including former interim Senator George Lemieux and Colonel Mike McAllister. Just in the past several days, the Lemieux campaign has suggested that your rhetoric and your actions in the state house have not matched up. How do you respond to their claims that you're not as conservative as you claim to be?
Well, listen, George Lemieux was the maestro of Charlie Crist campaigns. He was the chief of staff for Charlie Crist, the architect of all the policies driving Charlie Crist and the Republican Party to the left during my time in the legislature. I have a proven conservative record. These are distortions and truly deceptive attacks. I have a strong pro-life voting record. I have a strong support for the Second Amendment. Listen, I know about going against the grain. I stood up to the establishment in our party of George Lemieux and Charlie Crist and Jim Greer when they were trying to push the party to be more moderate. And so I am very proud of the record that I've accumulated over the 8 years. I was term limited out of the legislature. And I believe now more than ever, we're in a battle for the heart and soul of our country. And we need people who have proven themselves, like I have, in the state legislature. We don't need people like George Lemieux who are trying to reinvent themselves. We need reinforcements in Washington to stand alongside the new limited government leaders that we sent there in 2010, because we have a short window of opportunity to turn our country around. And I believe that in 2012, we can begin that process by taking back control of the Senate.
Well, as you mentioned, just less than a year ago, it was your friend Marco Rubio who easily defeated Charlie Crist after a whole series of events where they were initially primary rivals and then eventually general election rivals. Obviously, with Rubio winning by 20 points in that race, Florida, as you mentioned, clearly wanted change. Do you sense that same hunger still there after the midterms?
Well, I believe that we recognize here in Florida, as I travel the state and talk to small business owners and CEOs and hardworking Floridians, we recognize that we are not going to turn our country around until we change the policies coming out of Washington. And Bill Nelson, for every vote that Marco Rubio takes on the big issues of the day, Bill Nelson's vote cancels it out. And so I believe that we are going to be able to continue the momentum. 2010 was just the first wave. I believe that in 2012, Florida is going to be the state that helps us regain control of the majority, and I am ready to go to Washington to challenge the status quo on both sides of the aisle, and more importantly, make the tough decisions, even when it's unpopular, make the tough decisions that are going to get our country headed back and charted back in the right direction.
What's the general sense among the folks you talk to? I'm sure among Republicans, they're more than happy to watch Senator Nelson be defeated, but in terms of the moderates and the even some Democrats that you talk to, is there some Nelson fatigue out there, or will it be a pretty tight race?
Well, Bill Nelson's been in Washington for over 30 years. He served in the United States Senate for the last 12. But really, I don't believe that independents and swing voters and moderate voters, as people like to call them, I don't believe that they're looking for Republicans and Democrats to just simply split the difference. This really is an ideological debate. This really is about the future role of government in our lives. And I believe that great societies begin to decline when freedom gives way to dependency. And so I think what we need to do is lay out a better, more clear vision about how our policies and our beliefs are going to create the jobs, going to restore economic prosperity, which I believe will have tremendous impacts on restoring our strength on the global stage. And I believe we also need to be able to reclaim our foundational values and principles. And so I think this is going to be a great time to be talking about what we need to do to reform our government, to cut spending, and to grow our economy.
And real quickly before we let you go, Adam, where can folks find more about your campaign?
Visit us at adamhasner.com. Be a part of so many other groups like Freedom Works and Concerned Women for America who have endorsed our campaign. Help us fuel our message around the state so we can fight Washington and save the United States of America.
Well, the lines are clearly drawn. We look forward to checking back in with you as the race for the nomination and then the general election move forward. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. Keep up the fight.
Thank you. Adam Hasner is a former state House Majority Leader in the state of Florida. He is now a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in the Sunshine State as well. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.